Rodeos podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
We will be talking right now to an artist.
Yes.
New single out today. Very excited to announce that. And that singer is Robert Ross joining us. Where from this afternoon, Robert?
Up here in beautiful Cairns.
In Cairns, man.
Far North Queensland. Awesome.
Yeah, loving it up here.
And how's your day been so far, the single release day? How's it going?
Oh, it's been really good, mate. Just been sitting in the office actually doing a bit of writing today.
That's crazy cool. Hey, I detect a bit of an accent there. Where do you originally hail from?
I'm originally from Canada. I've been here in Australia for 12 years now.
Wow.
From Canada to Cairns, that's quite a...
that's amazing.
Yeah. I left. I was living in Edmonton, Alberta, and I left there. It was minus 22 and snow, and we didn't know if we were going to get off the ground that day.
That's amazing.
Arrived here in Cairns, it was plus 33 and sunny, and it was, oh, God, I love it.
I think Canada's been my favorite country this year just because of all the people posting on YouTube. They go camping and everything up there, and... like these Yeti men, almost like these Sasquatch men going camping. It's my new hobby, just not to do that, but to watch them do it.
it's beautiful country and lots of great area to go camping and hiking.
Awesome. Do you do much camping and hiking through like the Daintree or anything up that way?
Been up there a little bit. Haven't done a whole lot of camping. Just gone up and just touring around.
Awesome.
Too many things up there to want to kill you.
Yeah, well, and I could say the same for mountain lions and bears, but it's like it depends what country you don't live in, you're most scared of.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Won't dare go swimming up there.
I'll say it now. I'm dead scared of moose, all right? Giant.
Oh, really?
I can, you know what I mean? It's sad when you hit a roo, but I couldn't imagine hitting a moose on a highway.
Yeah, next level.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're massive. They kill a lot of people every year at nighttime driving.
Yeah, it's
pretty dangerous in some areas.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, man, it says you sort of channel Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard, Randy Travis and those sorts of artists who are my favorite artists as well.
Yeah, love the old boys, and Randy Travis has been one of my all-time heroes.
Oh man, it's just the voices of those people too are just so unique, and there's a real, I don't know, you can really tell the difference when it hits your ears compared to a lot of stuff
absolutely.
That you hear these days as well. So very excited to hear your song that you've been working on. But when were you sort of first introduced to these artists, and how were you introduced to them?
Oh, I grew up with all the old greats, like Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, and that. I grew up with my grandparents.
Oh, wow.
And, I was forever surrounded by that, the old country, what we call the old country now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I cut my teeth on.
Yeah.
And one of my heroes back in Canada was called Stompin' Tom, which would be the equivalent of Slim Dusty here.
Wow.
You know, down there, saying about the country. And yeah, he was one of my all-time heroes too. So yeah.
What was his name?
The Stompin' Tom Connors.
Stompin' Tom
name,
Connors.
He used to stomp his foot on when he was singing and playing. So
that's mad.
And I guess just talking about that, I'm sure Randy Travis and Merle Haggard, they're very well-known artists, but I think growing up with that music, how do you think that sets you apart from your contemporaries today?
Well, I don't know. I kind of see myself as a neo-traditionalist, don't really fall into the what they're calling new country these days.
Yeah.
It's kind of drifting away. But country music has always drifted back to its roots. Mm-hmm. If you look through the generations, it's always, it's had these little peaks and valleys where it kind of strayed a bit, but it's always pulled back. Like Randy Travis, pulled everything back to what country, mainstream country, I guess we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And but it always, it's wonderful to see like all the different variations of country, and everybody has their own interpretation.
Yeah.
But the true core of country music always comes back to, the basics of it, mm-hmm. the storytelling and just the pure basics. And you lose all that other rubbish that built in around it. and it comes back to what the song is about.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
That pandering to what you do on a weekend compared to hearing an actual story is like what sort of draws me in, for sure.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
well, I think that's true for many genres as well. You know?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But you look at all those old songs, you know, where it was just the feeling in them.
Yeah,
you know, it's just that you could feel what the person was writing.
Yeah, I had a group of friends just quickly, and they didn't really like Marty Robbins. They thought he was a bit of a joke. And then I started playing like a lot of Marty Robbins around them, and they slowly but surely came around to realize that, yeah, it's better to have some sort of story to go off of. The songs are way more memorable, and it's not the same thing over and over. So really refreshing to hear that from an artist that's still around today. Mm. And with borders opening up and that sort of thing, any sort of travel and touring coming up?
Well, not going to be anything for a little bit. Hate to get into these conversations. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just have decided not to get it at this moment. Mm-hmm. There is a new one coming out here that looks pretty promising, and I'll probably end up going down that path. But just at the moment, I've canceled everything as after the 18th of December.
Okay.
So just going to lay low for a little bit and continue writing. But come the new year, I'll make a decision one way or the other, and then. Because the plan is to head back to Nashville again during their summer, so to cut my next album.
As some Canadians would say, you're just going to hunker down.
That's right. Yeah, it's not a bad place to hunker down here in Cairns.
So good to talk to you. Robert Ross, cannot wait to listen to your new song, Baby Don't Go, and you have a great evening.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Legend.
And if I can just give a quick shout out to Sharon and Phil, who are listening to you guys down in Tassie right now.
Woo!
So, hey, guys, and hope to see you guys up in far north Queensland again soon.
Top notch, mate. Thanks so much for joining us. Cheers for your time.
Yeah, catch up. All right,
thanks, Clay and Jacob. Appreciate it, mate.
If there ever was a single time I wanted you to change your mind, it's here and now. I'm praying, Lord, before you walk out that door. Baby, don't go. Don't go away. I'm begging you, I need you to stay. Don't go. I did everything I thought I could. Never crossed my mind of losing you. Without you here, I'd be so alone. Tell me, babe, where did I go wrong? Don't go. Don't go away. I'm begging you, I need you to stay. Don't go. What can I say? Make you change your mind and want to stay. I'm here for you forevermore. So please don't walk out that door. Don't go. Don't go away. I'm begging you, I need you to stay. Don't go. Don't go away. I'm begging you, I need you to stay. Don't go. Baby, you know how great it was. We had it all, just the two of us. It's still here now. If you stay, please don't throw us away. Don't go. Baby, no. I love you so much.